He's a Brooklyn boy, an author, a rapper, a father, and he's also a pretty good actor. What's up, Omar? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Excited for you. You're the leading role in this new movie that's actually in theaters, which just sounds good. It seems like forever since we've been to the theater, but it's time to get back. And this new movie, it's got everything. The brotherhood, the family, the struggle, the justice system. This new movie's got it all, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's a tale about family. It's a tale about brotherhood, redemption, and morality. You know, everyone knows what it feels like to sit down at the dinner table with family, whether you like them or not, or, you know, who's cooking what, and, oh, they're playing cards over there. Okay, somebody just broke open the bottle over there, so we know there's going to be a fight in about an hour, and, you know, like, it's a really beautiful piece, and underneath it all is sort of this crime drama element. Because no one knows what they'll do until they're in the circumstance, but everyone has an innate feeling to protect family.
Coming to theaters this week, the movie called The Devil You Know with our guest Omar Epps, who's played a lot of characters over the years. We fell in love with many of them over the course of your illustrious career. Of all these roles you've played, which one do you think is the most like the real Omar Epps?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and it's really hard to answer because I think there's a piece of me in all of them in some shape, you know, form or fashion, you know. That's a really interesting question. You're good at what you do, man. You know what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. I got another one for you. I'd like to talk about the Oscars, and I'm hoping you'll be honest with me because I felt like it was a Vince McMahon-produced type night. Real or staged, this Chris Rock, Will Smith drama, in your opinion? What do you think?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I was actually on a plane headed to New York, and so I kind of saw it from like the aftermath point of view. But listen, I have so much respect for both of those individuals, and I know that they'll work it out behind closed doors. Ultimately, you know, but we're allowed to have the human experience and make mistakes, you know, as long as it, you know, things don't go too far one way or the other. But, you know, for Chris Rock, he's brilliant. You know, Will is Will. He's brilliant. They'll work it out. And even in not to be, I mean, respectfully, but even like with Jada, you know, I've had the opportunity to work with her and have conversations with her through the years. So I just think that it's one of those things, you know, but I think that they're working out for the better.
When I think of the Oscars, of course, you got to think of Sidney Poitier, who, of course, first African-American to win an Oscar. I know that you absolutely love the man and you started acting because of him is what I've heard. What made him so special? Why was he the guy for you?
Yeah, he was the guy for me because when I was coming up, he imbued you know, grace and eloquence and power and you know, just growing up seeing images of your likeness wasn't a normal thing on television or screen, and he was literally the only one. So even as a kid, I would always wonder about what, you know, after the cameras cut off, what was his journey like? And I had the pleasure and the fortune to be able to meet him down the line and not necessarily ask him those questions, but just have conversations with him. And the fact that he even knew who I was in this thing of ours and, as artists, just blew my mind. And I'm just so thankful to have had that sort of full circle moment when it comes to the great Sidney Poitier. You know, but yeah, he was the impetus for me to be like, oh, I can do that.
And you're doing a damn good job of it. Our guest, Omar Epps, of course, the new movie, The Devil You Know, in theaters coming up April the 1st. One of the shows that you were on, a lot of people love, of course, some of the best writing I've ever seen on television, the show House. And I know you do a lot of research and hands-on before you prepare for a role. I'm wondering if you're better at diagnosing your children with illnesses because of your time as Dr. Gant.
I used to be when I was actually doing this show. That's great. Shout out to David Shaw.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
TiVo was a new thing. TiVo was like social media. It's like, wait, you can record a show and then play it back. And, you know, even though, and it's just not that long ago, but that's how fast technology moves. But I'm saying that to say, just in terms of the immediacy of people ingesting content, we were sort of at the precipice of that back then. And to see where it is now and how fast it's moving and how far it's come is great. And I love, because at the end of the day, if you're a painter, you paint for people to see what you've done. If you're a musician, you make a song for people to hear what you've done. Like, the whole purpose is to share it. And, you know, shareable is like a buzzword now, whatever, but that's really, it comes back to the core, because even with podcasts now, like, you know, podcasts technically are just audio, you know. And people used to walk around when radio was first invented with, you know, the radio to their ear, walking down the street to hear, you know, what was being said. So it's just great to be a part of artistry, and hopefully a part of artistry that progresses us for the better.
Yeah, we've come a long way since the Juice days, not only technology-wise, but social injustice has come a long way even in the last couple of years. I know we've only got a few more minutes with you, so I have some fireball quick questions for you. It's kind of like a this or that type thing, so I'll rattle a couple things off. You tell me which way you're going. Tupac or Biggie?
I'm going to have to go with Pac.
All right, Jay-Z or Nas?
Jay-Z.
The Jets or the Giants, being the Brooklyn boy?
The Cowboys.
Oh, wow. Throwing the Cowboys in there. Nice. America's team. And then as far as soundtrack goes, you've been in so many movies with awesome soundtracks, dope-ass soundtracks. Which one is your favorite soundtrack of all the movies that you've done?
Oh, that I've done.
Higher Learning, Juice. I mean, The Program. I remember jamming out to Love and Basketball, that soundtrack. What soundtrack is the best?
Woof. Okay, you got me there. That's a great question. I mean, wow.
You got to pick one.
I can't say, that's tough, man. Just all of them. That's one.
You've been a part of movies with some of the greatest soundtracks of all time. Our guest here, Omar Epps, new movie is called The Devil You Know, going to be in theaters April 1st. A couple more here. Wu-Tang or The Tribe?
Oh, man. These are good questions. God damn. Both.
Oh, man, you can't pick one. What about Knicks or Nets? I know you're
Nets.
From the Nets for sure. Brooklyn, yeah, representing Brooklyn.
Now, so we claiming them.
And then finally, tell us a little bit about this rap group. You know, we play a lot of rap music around here. We want to get our hands on some of that Wolfpack. I've heard some stuff. I heard you got bars. When are we going to hear some more out of Omar Epps?
I don't know, man. I mean, Wolfpack, that's me and my cousin G. Shout out to G. You know, young kids coming up trying to do the thing. It was a different day and time, and for me it's a passion. It's not just a hobby, but you know, I've had the pleasure of sharing space with Saigon and Papoose, or you know, even Kay Slay. You know, we were talking and he put this thing together as of late, you know, which was incredible. But it's like a 40-minute song with all these different people on it, and he was like, yo, jump on in.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You know, I played around, you know, dusted off the rust. But it's the music is always in my veins. So who knows? We'll see.
You got the skills. See him on the big screen coming up April 1st. Our guest, Omar Epps, also loved the book Fatherless to Fatherhood. If you get a chance, read that. A good read. Omar, thanks for your time, my brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Your happiest spring starts with Lowe's. Shop now for your favorite brands and everything you need to spruce up your home, lawn, and garden. Like top-selling riding mowers from John Deere, self-propelled mowers from Honda, and customizable storage solutions from Closet Made. Roll out that new mower, bring out that spring wardrobe, and bring on spring. Shop in-store, online, or through our app today. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.